Hello and welcome to your better life with better tax returns. I'm your bigger refund coach, Charlie. You may have heard me on my main media partner, SEN Radio, with Fletch, Joel, Maddie, or Jimmy, or on Triple M with Luke Boner on the late night shift, or on the Road podcast with Mick the Trucker. In this series of tax tips podcasts, I'm going to help you wake the truck up to ensure you get the biggest refunds this year or future years and extra refunds from your past returns. The sooner you start, the sooner you're smart.
Charlie, I've worked as a tradie and a truckie for 10 to 12 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. What should I claim?
Well, apart from car and all the expenses we list and send to you on a list with the free and easy method, the biggest thing you should be looking at with overtime work is overtime meal expense. You're allowed to claim up to 31.25. Well, in 2021, you're allowed to claim up to 31.25 for your overtime meal expense without receipts. So if you worked like a madman throughout the year, that could be up to $15,000. Typically, it's around about $10,000 to $12,000. Important to understand, you need to know that you have to have proof of overtime meal allowance. An overtime meal allowance can be shown in a number of places. And excuse me while I read from the quote, because every major hard jacker industry award will have a provision for overtime meal allowance to be paid when extensive overtime is worked. I'm going to give you and read through the example of the Road Transport and Distribution Award of 2010. Clause 19.3A says an all-purpose allowance can include overtime meal allowance and may be paid in your hourly, kilometre or trip rate. Clause 19.5F1, and I quote, says an employee required to work overtime of 2 continuous hours or more must either be supplied a meal by the employer or paid the amount specified for meal allowance, $16.85, for each meal required to be taken. And clause 2 says if you are required to work 2 hours prior to normal hours. So bottom line is the overtime meal allowance may appear in your payment summary. It may be in your payslip, but not your payment summary, or it may be in your rate under 19.3A. So we work with our clients to help them identify how to prove their overtime meal allowance. And once we've ticked that box, you're eligible to claim your overtime meal expense. We then calculate it based on the number of days you worked overtime and how much you spend. So for instance, if you're spending about $25 a day during your overtime meal, during overtime, and you work 5-6 days a week, 50 weeks a year, that's in the vicinity of $9,854. So that's what you do. Does that answer your question, Jules, or do you have different circumstances with your different
More job? Or less, but yeah, I've had jobs that show my overtime meal allowance on my payment slip.
Nothing to do, great.
Some jobs show the overtime meal allowance on my pay slip, but don't separate on the payment summary.
Keep your pay slips.
And one job includes it in my rate, and therefore it doesn't show up separately at all on my pay slip. And one mother trucker doesn't even pay it at all. So what should I do in each case?
You're going to get BF'd a few times in life, Jules. So, but the first circumstance, it's in your payment summary, nothing to do other than work with us to calculate how much of the $15,000 you spend on overtime meal expense. The second scenario, it's in your pay slips. As I mentioned before, with the free and easy method, all our clients are told to not only photograph their receipts and forward the emails, emailed receipts, but forward all your payslips, and that way we can identify that overtime meal allowance in your payslips. The third scenario, we're going to identify from your EBA or your workplace agreement that indeed under 19.3A your overtime meal allowance is incorporated in the overall allowance. And if we do that and follow that up with a letter from the employer, we have a template which we'll send you saying that that is in fact the case, then we have the proof we need for the overtime meal allowance. Once we prove you receive a bona fide overtime meal allowance for the first three jobs, we've got you covered. For the last one, unfortunately, you're trucked.
Fair enough.
Once you've watched all the episodes that relate to you and complete and submit answers to 4 questions, we'll assign you a tax email account and password where you can send all your receipts, payslips and logbooks using our free and easy method. will forward you simple, easy-to-follow instructions tailored to your circumstances, including a list of expenses to keep receipts for. And if it's too complex, we'll invite you to book a free 30-minute consult. As a result, you'll have more expenses to claim each year and thus a bigger, safer refund.